is Wednesday, March 17, 2021. And welcome to the Apochley. I'm here with my guest, my dog, my little pet puppy. He's joining me for lunch today. And for my podcast, apparently. As you could kind of guess, if you've been following me, I guess you'd realize that I'm on my lunch break. And you'd be right, because I'm on my lunch break. And I'm just on my way to get some food so I can get back to work. Today I started super early, and honestly, I didn't want to go to work, and it's just that anxiety of just knowing you were off for a couple of days, you know, and it just sets off that, it sets off a domino effect, you know, because, you know, yesterday I called off, well, Monday I called off, Tuesday me and someone else called off, and today someone else called off, you know, and it never happens, like, never happens on different weeks, you know. It always feels like it's always on the same week. Like, guys are like, oh, I don't feel well today, you know, just because someone else called off or had a day off, you know. They almost feel entitled to it, you know, and it could just be a coincidence. It just could just be working out like that, but it's just, it's been like that for 4 years, you know, and I don't mind, you know. If you need a day off, you know, take a day off, but, you know, don't blame me for taking a day off, you know. But yeah, so I'm working today. It wasn't as bad as I thought. You know, I had a lot of anxiety just thinking, fuck, man, I missed 2 days of work. But for the most part, you know, everything was okay. I'm not gonna lie, I've been busy all morning, you know, but that's a normal everyday thing. It's just a little bit extra busy because I have to go through 2 days' backlogs of emails and answer and respond and whatnot. So I'm not done catching up by all means, but I did get a lot of stuff done. And I don't want this to be... Hopefully this isn't a long podcast. I might even cut it short. My loyal little puppy here seems to be super happy. Man, I love this little guy. I just, I've never had a... Actually, I've had a puppy before. There was one that was given to me years back when I was in maybe elementary school or junior high. And I think my brother started talking shit, you know, and because he would, I wouldn't have him in my room, you know. I'd have him in the backyard or in our garage. So he'd just be crying all night, and you know, my brother had enough. You know, so I didn't even have the balls to tell, like, the person who gave me the puppies, you know, that I couldn't have them. I just left them in the box in front of his yard and rang the doorbell and ran away. Oh, man, it's just, it's kind of funny thinking back about on it. I didn't even know the people. Basically, me and my friends were running around the neighborhood, riding our bikes. And we came up, we were just a usual thing, you know, something we probably did every single day during that time in my life. And we ran into, or, you know, someone flagged us down or something, or maybe there was some other neighborhood kids already there, but they had a bunch of puppies, and he was just giving them away, you know, and I ended up with one of them. But this puppy was such a crybaby, man. And it was probably because he was like a one-day-old puppy and needed to be with his mom. And I didn't have the capacity to take care of him. You know, I think I gave him some Spam we had laying around in the cabinets, and he threw that up. You know, he probably needed milk or something, but I was an immature kid at the time, and I didn't get any help, obviously. I didn't want to deal with my brother, so, you know, I went ahead and just took him back. But this puppy's been great. Now I know he's a little bit older. He's maybe 3 months old, but he's so good. He doesn't bite. You know, what blew my mind was the first time, like, when I was playing, he was just playing, you know, biting me a little. But then he was biting down a little bit more, a little bit harder than usual. And I kind of over-exaggerated. I was just like, ouch, you know, to try to make it a point that he hurt me. And right away he stopped. You know, he just looked at me, and then he started licking the wound, you know. And I think that's just one of the reasons why they call dogs man's best friend, you know. And I don't know why I haven't gotten a dog for you know, I've been wanting one for such a long time, but now it kind of felt like a right time, and he was kind of perfect because he's what I would have imagined I would have wanted. You know, he's small, he's cute, and he's playful. You know, he can fetch. You know, basically what I would have wanted in a dog as a starter dog. And I love him. Yeah. He's a little guy. You know, you haven't heard him say anything. Growls back at me if I growl at him if we're playing. Isn't that right, buddy? Say something. Meow. I'm just kidding. That was me. But yeah, speaking of bikes and riding around neighborhoods, Sean Bradley is paralyzed. If you don't know who Sean Bradley is, he's like 7'7", 7'6", 7'5", around there. I don't remember. But he was the only person at the time to rival Yao Ming. He's, you know, tall, lanky ass mother effer. He, you know, the funny thing is, he had a great NBA career, played with the Dallas Mavericks amongst maybe a few other teams, if I remember correctly. But it's the news I saw, it just maybe because it's a Utah news, but they were just saying he was a BYU, you know, he's known for being a BYU player. And I guess he was pretty legendary when he played for the Cougars. I don't know if he's actually Mormon or not, but I remember watching this guy. He was just, you know, he's one of those people, you're just amazed by his size. And holy crap, I was about to go to called Culver's, and I totally forgot, but it looks packed. But I don't know if I want anything else. Kind of seemed good for my fat ass, so I'll still go even if it seems a little busier than usual. But yeah, it's sad. I'm sure he had a lot of millions in the bank, you know, so I don't think money's going to be an issue. But essentially, he was just riding his bike, and an accident happened. I didn't read into it besides the headline. But it turns out that he's hospitalized. But how could you miss a 7 foot something, person riding a bike? You must not have been looking, or something must have happened. It's sad though. Yesterday, or the day before yesterday, it was one of those days, I came across a cyclist, and honestly, I was a little annoyed just because I had to merge into the different lane to give him space. And you know, the the other team didn't give him that benefit of the doubt. The other people in the other lane didn't even give him that. You know, they basically just moved over a little bit, but, you know, I would be effing scared because these people are basically using the same roadways as vehicles, which is their right, as far as I know. They're in their right to do that, but you gotta know that you're taking some major risks. Now, even with vehicles, I don't trust human beings, man. I've been in plenty of accidents that haven't been my fault. And I know how damaging they could be, you know, and those are just, those are in vehicles. I could only imagine how bad it would be if you're on a bike and got into an accident. So, I may be biased because I don't ride. I'm not a cyclist. I think it's stupid, but I don't think it's stupid. You know, I used to love riding bikes. I just, you know, haven't found it in my lifestyle, worthy to be in my lifestyle, I guess. But yeah, I'm here in the drive-thru. This lady's ordering the whole menu. So I'm going to pause it and then I'll wrap up the podcast here. I don't know what I'm going to do. But yeah, I'll be right back with you guys. Wow, sassy attitude. But so Sean Bradley, I don't know, he might be paralyzed for the rest of his life, you know, and it's tough to live a life. I could only imagine as a exceptionally large man, you know, this guy, you know, so, you know, people say 6 feet is large, right? Now imagine being 7 foot. Now imagine almost being 8 foot, you know? Jeez, man. It's tough to hear. You know, it's always extra sad, a little bit. Over the years, as I've grown older, I've felt less and less empathy. I know it might come off bad, but when I was younger, I would empathize with someone dying, you know, because they were a celebrity. But as I've gotten older, I'm like, okay, people die all the time. Like, people are dying every day, you know, and you just don't know about them. So when something happens to a person of, you know, a certain social class or something, you know, you start to wonder if, hold that talk, so I have to pay for my food. All right, sorry about that. I may have lost my train of thought, but, essentially, if someone gets injured and it's a celebrity, usually they have, you know, money or something to fall back on that that allows them, you know, to not have such a bad life as a typical normal average American or any other normal average human being on the face of this earth. You know, they can somewhat live a comfortable life still because of the money that they've accumulated, the fame. They usually get more sympathy, they get more money, you know, or they, you know, they have a lot of insurance, you know, that helps them. All right, yeah, I'm just waiting for my food here at Culver's. They do a thing where they put the your number on your drive-through door, you know, and I guess she picks it up when she drops off the food. But yeah, so I don't know if what's going on. I should have read up on it more before doing the podcast, but you know, as you know, a lot of the times I do these as a last minute thing, or you know, spur of the moment thing. Yeah, and this was one of those circumstances. So Celtics, Sean Bradley, hope he gets better. You know, my thoughts and prayers go out to his family and his loved ones and his fans, and hopefully he makes a recovery. Something comes up in the future, you know, it would suck to be paralyzed for the rest of your life. On another note, the Jazz did win their game against the Celtics yesterday. And hopefully this isn't coming off of as too muffled or bad in any way. I am wearing my mask. And even though I'm not, don't need to right now, I don't know why I did it. Just kind of felt the need to. But yeah, I'm interested in seeing. Maybe it'd be better. Maybe it's like works like a pop filter. Maybe it filters out certain noise and sound that makes it sound better, for all I know. So it's good to test. It's good to test things out and find out what works and find out what doesn't work. You know, it's all good at the end of the day. Why is my food taking longer than everybody behind me? Is it because I asked too many questions at the drive-thru? I should have left it recording, but basically I went online and I noticed they had a sandwich, and fish sandwich, but it was a specific, and I couldn't remember it, but it was a different than cod. It was a different breed of fish. And it looked really good just because of the bread that they used and whatnot. But maybe it's not available because I'm in Utah. Maybe that's why they didn't have it. But I asked her, hey, is the fish sandwich the only fish sandwich that you have? Because that's the only one I saw on the menu. And she's like, yes. And I was like, oh, okay. And then I was like, it didn't say anything, and she was like, do you want that one? Like, kind of annoyed and confused. And then I said, well, I thought there was a different one, so no, let me look at the menu a little bit. Ordered whatever I wanted, so now I'm just waiting for them. Don't know if what the delay is, because the people in front of me got their food right away. And yeah, I don't know, maybe they have to pee on my fries. It's not, well, I guess it did get busier, but whatever. The Jazz beat the Celtics, and I asked the funky diabetic to shout me out in his next video if the Jazz won, because he's a big Celtics fan and he's pretty active on Twitter. He responds and whatnot. So he didn't respond to this tweet, but he probably did see it. If he does give me a shout out, that'd be kind of great. That would make me feel awesome, but I doubt he will. He doesn't seem like the kind of guy who would. I've been following this guy named Internet AJ, I don't know exactly how you say it. He's Indian dude. He's pretty funny. He does great videos. You know, and I think if I would ask him, he'd be the type of guy who would say yes. But anyways, shout out to the Jazz, best team of the West, and my food's here. And I hope you guys all have a wonderful rest of your day.